is good is just the first thing you do is you explain how health insurance works. And that is the claims that you have this year, how they base the premiums for next year. And that the reason we're looking at a health risk assessment is just so people know what their blood pressure and their cholesterol and their triglyceride numbers are. And if for, you know, whatever reason one of those is out of whack, hopefully they get the opportunity to go address it before they have a major claim. And that's the whole rationale behind it. Obviously, tobacco is well known over time to cause a person to have more claims than a person that doesn't use tobacco. And so, again, that's one, and that's tobacco is the one that you are allowed the most leeway. In other words, you can actually call it a surcharge for tobacco, whereas with everything else, you basically have to say, hey, this is the base plan, and if you choose to participate in these other things, then we will pay more than we otherwise would have. So, but there are educational campaigns, things. I mean, we've certainly worked with other entities to put these in place, and if you'd like to see that collateral, then certainly we can bring that and tailor it for the county for that matter.
I'd like to see what's available in the education thing, though. If you don't want to take your time away, if you email or somehow, so that we could, in speaking with employees, assure them that if they want to quit, that there'll be a support team out there.
Right. And cessation is always a part of the program. As a matter of fact, most programs are designed so that if an employee chooses to try to quit, that they are then given the non-smoker rate to be able to give them the opportunity to do that. But part of the reason for rolling it out early, obviously, is to allow people that choose to quit to do so prior to 2021 when that surcharge would be implemented.
What do you think about having that information showing the employee when they're, that this is something the commission's considering pursuing, and then you start rolling it out in the spring, do you, to the employee? Mm-hmm. They have to make that decision. They've got that whole year. They make the decision next year at enrollment, right?
Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend early and often. I mean, in other words, just give them as much advance or lead time as possible. We want to do this with them, not to them, if possible. So that would be our preference is as soon as, that's why I'm asking now, frankly, and we're, you know, 14 months out from when anybody would ever pay any more or do anything else.
Well, I know people that have quit and smoked for years, that they set a date in their head. This is what they were told. They set that date in their head. They went ahead and smoked up to that, and they set that date. And then they threw their cigarettes up on the refrigerator, and I couldn't believe them. But they, so, I mean, we're letting them know ahead of time. They can start programming their brain.
And a lot of the programs, I know that the one that Cox has, depending on where someone is, they don't recommend even that somebody quit cold turkey. They typically suggest that people slow down and perhaps there's some medications or some different things, but to you know,
and increase their other
if you're smoking 3 packs a day, then get it down to 2, then get it down to 1, and you know, and kind of wean yourself as opposed to just making, you know, some people quit cold turkey, quote unquote, but many of the medications that are out there today actually have kind of a program where they just kind of taper it. Mm-hmm. And so, but we can get into all of that, but the reality is yes, there would be support programs. There would be, you know, Cox has a robust program where they're working with people. Most of you probably have met Jim Brawner. He's their head person over there.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, there would be resources absolutely to you know, try to help with that. But and it really just comes down to what the county wants to do. But many employers have gone to that because it's a proven fact that people that use tobacco have a higher medical usage and therefore cost more on the health insurance than people that don't. Am I missing anything? Okay. So I will get that information together and send it to kind of show you what a campaign might look like, and then we can revisit it from there. Would that be the best path forward?
I'd like that myself.
Okay. I think that's all. Oh, that's right. Thank you. I knew I was missing something, so I was there. The other piece is historically the county has paid $100 for dependent coverage for staff, and we need to know for our purposes, again, going into open enrollment, so we do need a decision, is because when the employees go into the benefit administration system, it calculates their premium for them, so we need to know whether that $100 is going to be credited or not, and so that we do need a decision on by the commission.
How many, Don, do you know right offhand how many employees are using that?
Do you have that email that I sent?
Yeah, I think it was, 74?
I think that sounds right, yeah.
74?
Mm-hmm. If I have my phone, I can pull it up. Let me go to the phone.
I saw 68 on one thing, and I saw 74 on something else, so I was going with the higher number.
Well, and of course, it can vary from month to month, depending on...
Sure, that's fine. I just got to kind of get an idea.
Sixty-two is the list you sent me.
Is it okay?
62 is 18 Roden Bridge.
Well, the email that where I did some calculations said 68. Showed a total of 68 employees under family, et cetera. Family 7, employee spouse 14, and employee children 47.
Mm-hmm. What I got, Don had pulled from the file on November 4th. But like I said, it varies.
So 60 to 70, I think, would be a good. And again, depending on if a staff member's spouse has a plan where that becomes a better place to put the kids, then people move them around a lot, that kind of thing. So you're going to see some variance there, but somewhere in that neighborhood.
You said you need a decision on that, though?
Really, you could use one so that we can. We're building the portal right now with the new options and things, so that cost is part of what the employees would see when they went in for open enrollment. Yeah.
I'll ask a question I've been asked. If considering there's two budgets, GCR and Roden Bridge, if the county, whatever the county chooses for one, does it apply to both?
I'm going to have to defer to the county.
So that'd be up to us.
Yeah.
Roden Bridge is just wondering.
I think that would just be a decision for you guys, and I don't know what rules and regs there would be as far as...
They've asked that on the smoking part, too.
Move to continue the $100 for dependent coverage for 2020.
I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I was going to say aye, but you called it pretty quick.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say aye, knowing that doing so will just go deeper into reserve, but also knowing that those employees are used to getting that $1,200. And if there's not a change in revenue for the coming year, to know that has got to be something that we've got to look at doing away. We can't continue to spend. We've got to cut somewhere.
We have three ayes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, John.
Packets. You guys are the best for recycling packets.
Yeah. We have to be conservative, you know.
Yeah, well, there you go. Thank you.
We'll be in recess until 10 o'clock, and we're scheduled for parking garage discussion upstairs in the conference room. I've got 9:59. We'll be recessed.